Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on patient Diana Coletta, date of birth 8/30/1957. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter Duo. Date of procedure is December 20th, 2023. Physician referring is Dr. Judith Moss. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. And colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is dyspepsia, comma, abnormal CT abdomen pelvis. With questionable mass in the cecum. Next line, description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, so the possibility of missing lesions, such as someone that's well explained to the patient, period. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, fitted for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated lotus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and man's into direction to the second portion of the lung, period. Careful examination is made of them. Glottal bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus, period, or retroflex use obtained the cardio period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position, period, digital rectal exam was around, period, or well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, LA cecal valve, and confidence with pulse period. Careful examination of the cecum, LA cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic pressure, transverse colon, sonic pressure, descending colon, sigma colon, rectum period. Retroflex view was obtained in the rectum period. Valve preparation was good with a Boston Bell prep score of 7, 2-3-2, period. The patient applied the procedure well without any complications. Findings, number one, there was evidence of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular as a result at 37 centimeters from the pipe block. Next line, biopsies were obtained in this area for histology. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was several fundic gland appearing gastric polyps, comma. These were biopsied for histology. Next line, there was a patchy gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to B2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. Colonoscopy, next line. The terminal ileum was intubated in the last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. The Boston Bell prep score was 7, 2-3-2, period. There was no evidence of any mass in the cecum or last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum. Next line. There was a approximately 6-millimeter cecal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 6-millimeter ascending colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was questionable polypoid appearing mucosa. However, this was contiguous with the normal mucosa and did not appear to have any pattern consistent with that of a polyp, period. Biopsies were obtained in this area for histology and to evaluate for polyp tissue. Next line, there was an a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted with no active bleeding. Plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line. patient to take PPI BID for 8 weeks and daily following. Next line, we'll repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of ulcerative esophagitis and healing. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years if period. If the hepatic flexure polypoid mucosa is unremarkable, then would stick with the 3-year follow up. If there is evidence of tubular adenoma or chest ulcerated adenoma or hyperplastic polyp, would recommend repeat colonoscopy with removal. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled.